This is Bill Beekman, MSU Vice President and Athletic Director, joined by our President Sam Stanley, and our guest today is Damon Rensing, our head men's varsity soccer coach. So men's soccer at Michigan State has been extraordinarily successful over the years. What's the magic? How have you been so successful?
I think there's been a few things, but obviously we've got a very good tradition. So the program started in 1956, so it's over 60 years old. In the mid to late 60s, we were national champions both in 67 and 68. That goalie on that team happened to be Joe Baum, who later was the head coach for 32 years. I played for him and then was his assistant for 10 years and then took over as head coach. So over the last, I think, 43 years, we've only had two head coaches. So I think stability, people who understand Michigan State soccer, we're very connected with the alums. And then also soccer in this country, especially in the state of Michigan, has really grown and we've been able to pull in a lot of talented players from the state of Michigan along with the Midwest, and that combination has really been successful.
I had a chance this weekend to spend some time with John McClain, who was a major part of the program during those times, and his enthusiasm for that program and for the coach and for all the experiences he had as a student athlete in MSU is extraordinary, and he's remained engaged since with the university since that time. So it was really fun to spend a couple hours with him and hear a lot about his experiences at MSU, and that soccer program was a huge part of it.
That's great to hear. One of the cool things that I learned as a young assistant for Joe, who was there for so long, I would see all these alums that have come back and talked about how great their experiences were. And sometimes their records were 5-10. It wasn't necessarily the way they were connected. And I said to myself, you know, when I take over here, if I'm around, I have to keep this. I got to try to be competitive, but I can't lose this connectivity with the alums. And they've really made it special.
So, in we live in a northern climate. You know, we're in January, February, March, much of the year. It's pretty cold. Does that impact the quality of soccer in the state of Michigan? Are the recruits that you pull out of our home state, is the recruiting terrain here as rich as it would be in a southern state, or is there not much difference? How does that work?
I would say, give or take on a given year, that Michigan is a top 8 to 15 state in the country. So when they're really strong cycles, they're one of the top. Certainly with the populations and weathers of a California, a Texas, just a New York based on just sheer numbers. But what's really changed and developed over the last 10 to 15 years is these indoor facilities that the clubs and people are building. It's full-size indoor soccer. So now, you know, if you live in Michigan, you can train year-round. I mean, I think that's also been a huge success to our program. I mean, just Coach D'Antonio and the football program and having that Duffy Doherty building where we train in the winter four nights a week is invaluable. So to have those resources, and that's what's also trickled out to the kids in Michigan.
So talk about our facilities a little bit. I think we believe we've got pretty solid facilities, but how is that helpful to your program?
It's great, and that's, along with that recruiting thing, what's happened now is with some of the success of our program, I think maybe 15, 20 years ago, somebody'd look at a Southern school or an ACC or a top 10 school and say, hey, you know, Michigan State's a nice place, but you know, you don't have a nice soccer facility and your program's just okay. But as we've really developed and been kind of a top 10, top 15 program, the kids in Michigan have said, you know, I don't need to go 500 miles away. I've got a place 70 miles away that I can come that has an awesome facility. DeMartin Stadium was built in 2008. It seats 2,500. Great grass. Obviously, our turf grass management resources here are unbelievable. Our indoor football facility where we train year-round. Now we've redone Jenison where they've got a nutrition center. They've got a lounge for the student athletes, offices for the coaches, locker rooms, and it's been really great. The other thing that's really convenient for our student athletes is Jenison's. It's on campus, so nobody leaves campus, and it's kind of a one stop shop. I mean, our athletic training, our weight room, we have a classroom for video. The practice and game fields are 50 yards outside, so they literally come here. They can get everything done and then go. So we're very fortunate with the facilities that we have here for Michigan State men's and women's soccer.
I've always thought that was one of the key aspects of MSU athletics that's very very valuable for us as an institution is how tight our footprint is. The students can live in South Complex and Case, Wonders, Wilson, the Duffy Doherty practice facility right across the street, the Jennison a short walk away, the track, the stadium, Munn, you know, Breslin, all those facilities really within a very short walk, and that's beneficial to almost all of our student athletes, including our soccer players. So one of the things that's to me most interesting about soccer that many people might not appreciate is the growth of professional soccer, and that's impacted your program because you've been blessed to recruit a number of very strong student athletes that have gone on to play professional soccer and have been drafted very, very high in the draft. How does that impact the program? I assume it's positive on the one hand because that speaks to the strength of the program, but then you might lose people prematurely, and there's always a balance there.
There is, and certainly it's been great. It's been great for the growth of soccer. I think it shows the youth players that there's an opportunity to play. Fortunately, I think still, if you compare it to, say, the NBA or the NFL, or even Major League Baseball, the financial windfall isn't quite there. So kids aren't leaving after their first or second year. Usually if they do leave, it's after a junior year. I think the minimum salary is around $65,000-$70,000, which if you're 24 years old and you can play professional soccer and make that, that's not bad. But I always stress that, you know, we have a couple of guys. One of our players, Fatai Alashe, has played for 4 or 5 years, but he got a degree in economics here. He was a 3.3 GPA, and I'll argue with anybody that whenever he finishes playing that he'll make probably 10 to 20 times amount with his Michigan State economics degree from age 30, 32 to whenever he stops working than he will in Major League Soccer. But it has been a great growth. It brings great exposure, and I think it motivates the players to try to be the best that they can be, and certainly that's one of the things that we sell at Michigan State. We have the resources both academically and from an athletic standpoint that you can be the best possible student and soccer player that you can be, provided you meet us halfway. You have to come in and give us the effort and push yourself. But if you do that, you can get a degree in any major that Michigan State puts out. You can be very successful, and you can also be a very good soccer player.
Soccer continues to, at least as far as I can tell, take off in the U.S. and particularly in the youth sports area. And all of my kids played soccer as kids. They all really enjoyed it. But on the international level, that talent hasn't necessarily translated to, you know, a great U.S. Men's team. Our women's team obviously is spectacular. And my son had a classmate, actually, Becky Sauerbrunn, who's on the women's team, who's an outstanding player. Why haven't we seen so much growth in the men's team, do you think, in terms of world soccer?
I think it's all relative. I think we've certainly really grown a lot. Unfortunately, when we started, a lot further behind the Italys, the Brazils, the Germanys, the Spains, they're also growing. So, you know, we would almost have to grow at an exponential rate compared to what they are, and that makes it a little bit more difficult. I think one of our great resources is our country, but it's also can be a little bit of an obstacle because it's so big. So identifying the right players to be our best 17, 18 players in our country, whether it's at U17, U20, or the World Cup level, becomes more difficult, and they're playing in different climates, and just trying to mix all the different nationalities and styles of play can be daunting a little bit. And I think the other thing that makes it a little bit difficult is in our domestic league, they play to win, and their goal is to win championships. And if they can bring in a Brazilian player, that takes maybe the opportunity of a young American player, that can come into play too.
How much do you do any international recruiting at all?
Here and there, we just had a young man that came from Denmark. You know, I do, and if someone comes across our plate, certainly we do. A lot of the international players require large scholarships, and we only have 10. That's the NCAA allotment out of 26. So finding the right match there. And also I just feel at a school like Michigan State where we can recruit the best talent in Michigan and across the Midwest and in the country. If I can give those opportunities and we can be successful, I like to provide that to those kids.
You talked about style of play a little bit in talking about the U.S. team. Is there a style of play that you coach that Michigan State is known for compared to your Big Ten peers, or are there different? I mean, just by way of example, when you think about football, you think about the West Coast and the Pac-12 as being more of a pass-oriented game. You think of the Big Ten as being more of a sort of run it right down the middle-oriented game. Does that hold true in soccer? Are there different styles of play that you see regionally across the country or that you might find more of in the Big Ten?
I think there is. I think Big Ten soccer is a little bit more industrious, so maybe not quite to the ground and pound that you would say in for Big Ten football, but I think defense is definitely more of a priority in the Big Ten. And so, but there's different ways to achieve that. And the conference obviously has very good athletes. It's competitive. Sometimes I think it gets a little bit of a knock because we are one of the most talented conferences, probably us in the ACC, but we just have a little bit more of an emphasis on defending.
So what about this coming year? In soccer, you have some activity in the fall, but then you get active again in the spring. So it's one of those sports that kind of takes a break over the holidays and kind of is in two parts. As you get geared up for your spring season, what are you excited about? Are there any players you're uniquely excited to see take the field?
Well, I really enjoy this time of year because the wins don't really count or the losses. So what we really try to focus on is the individual and individual development this time of year. And our thought is if we can improve every individual 10, 20, 30, 50%, then we come back as a collective group in August, which is when you really focus on the team, we'll be that much better. But yeah, we've got some young guys. One of them is our All-American 2 years ago, Giuseppe Baroni, who was out this fall with an injury, returns. So just to have him back would be great. We've got Michael Miller, who's going to be a senior midfielder, who's very good. Two local guys, Jack Beck from DeWitt and Farai Mutatu from Hazlitt, who are going to be juniors, and they're starting to come into leadership roles. So it's always neat not just to have a Michigan kid, but kids that are actually right from this community. And then certainly our goalkeeper, Hunter Morris, has got 1 year under his belt, and we think his potential is through the roof.
You've had tremendous success in getting to the Elite Eight. We had a Final Four run, and last year was a bit of a struggle. You had two players that were competitive for what in soccer would be the equivalent of the Heisman Trophy, and they played something like two games all season due to injury. So hopefully we'll be back and loaded and healthy this year.
That's the goal.
Good. Well, thank you very much. We've got Damon Rensing, head coach for Michigan State Men's Soccer Program, has joined us today, and we really appreciate you joining the program.
Thanks for having me. Go green.
Go white.